Chinese spy balloon over the U.S. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Pentagon's been tracking it for days.
A senior defense official says there's very high confidence the Chinese high-altitude balloon was flying over sensitive sites, including nuclear silos in Montana. A Pentagon spokesman says the government is tracking the balloon. It is currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic and does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground. Similar balloon activity has been seen in the past several years, and steps are taken to ensure it does not collect sensitive information. The Pentagon decided not to shoot down the balloon because of risk to people on the ground.
Fox's Jared Halperin at the White House. Montana's Senator Steve Daine says he's alarmed the spy balloon was able to infiltrate U.S. airspace. He's demanding a full intelligence briefing from the Biden administration. The House Oversight Committee has begun an investigation into U.S. climate envoy John Kerry and his negotiations with the Chinese. Committee Chair Congressman James Comer says Kerry is engaging in activities that skirt congressional authority and could threaten U.S. foreign policy under the guise of climate advocacy. The House has voted to remove Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from the House Intelligence Committee over anti-Semitic remarks.
Democrats say the vote was an assault on one of the first two Muslim women elected to Congress. Omar contends it's personal.
I am Muslim. I am an immigrant. Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy?
Republicans say Democrats cracked the door to remove Omar. Democrats bounced Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar from their committees in 2021.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow lost 39 points. NASDAQ gained 384. The S&P 500 closing 60 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A former U.S. Navy captain is headed to prison for bribery.
Retired Navy Captain David Haas has been sentenced to 2.5 years behind bars for taking over $90,000 in bribes. Prosecutors say Haas was one of dozens of officials bribed to help get defense contracts for Fat Leonard Francis. Francis owned a company that supplied food, water, and fuel to ships. Francis admits overbilling the Navy by $35 million, and he did it with help from naval officers he plied with prostitutes, cigars, and more. And Francis has pleaded guilty but fled home confinement last year. He was soon busted in Venezuela. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The ice storm that glazed several states in the South has abated, but in its wake, power outages linger. 320,000 customers in Texas still in the dark, and restoration could take days.
The majority of outages from this winter storm are complex, involving heavy construction equipment and areas that are sometimes impassable due to downed trees and branches.
Jackie Sargent is the general manager of Austin Energy. Very cold weather and bitter wind chills are forecast from Friday into Saturday across the northern U.S. Northeastern Maine is bracing for a blizzard tomorrow. Just in time for Valentine's Day, a new study reveals how many people are looking for love in online places.
3 in 10 adults have turned to online dating sites or apps at some point, hoping to swipe their way into a relationship. That's regardless if it's long-term or just casual, according to a Pew Research Center study. Age makes a difference. More than half U.S. adults under 35 have turned to text expect to find love. Gay, lesbian, and bisexual adults are more likely to use online dating than their straight counterparts. And overall, men report having a more positive experience than women.
Fox's Tom Graham, and I'm Jack Callahan. This
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.